This is Passport to Texas. Wildlife lovers were optimistic with increased reports of black bears in West Texas in 2011 and 12. Mammalogist Jonah Evans says the drought drew animals across the Mexican border, yet once the rains fell, so did reports of bears.
Yes, it was a blip as a result of the drought, but that's the way that dispersal happens, and that's the way that bears recolonize, is it's in pulses. So they'll pulse out into the landscape, try to find little places that they can survive.
Evans says that bears follow the food, so I asked about the feasibility of creating bear-attracting habitat in West Texas.
They want big oak trees, making lots of acorns or pecan trees or fruit trees and things like that. And those are things that take many, many years or even decades to establish. With white-tailed deer, you can put in a food plot, and the next year, you're feeding deer. It's not that simple with bears.
Then I asked about relocating black bears to suitable habitat, as we've done with eastern wild turkeys.
Given that Texas has so much private land and that bears travel so far, it's a very tricky issue to release bears somewhere in Texas where they won't have the possibility of becoming a nuisance on a neighbor's property.
Jonah Evans says the agency works to support natural recolonization of black bears in Texas. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series and funds black bear research in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.